Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes attired.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
It's our standing by. Let's take caller 9 now, 844-999-OLA, and you'll play Profile This coming up in minutes. But first, Wobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized.
Austin Hill!
And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast 72-year-old Xu. That's all we have as far as his name, of Wenxiao Jiasheng, China. And I'm pretty sure I said all of that wrong except China. Now, you might recall, two episodes ago, we toasted a Chinese man who, to cure his constipation, swallowed two swamp eels.
Did you read the follow-up to that?
Okay, so the story I had, he swallowed two swamp eels. Obviously, things did not work out. He had to get emergency surgery. They ended up repairing, I believe, his intestine and removing the two swamp eels. That's all I know.
Okay, the swamp eels were in his stomach for a while, for a few days before he went to the hospital.
Yeah, right.
The one swamp eel that they found inside of him that was still alive, they tried to make sure that the animal could live.
All right.
They have since rehabilitated the animal, fed the animal, and put the animal eel back in the river. So the eel that was in his stomach for 4 days before he went to the doctor's office is free now and living back in its original habitat.
I mean, look, I got nothing against animals. That just seems ridiculous. I don't know. I'd call Bed Solutions on that.
They're like, it was alive for 5 days in his stomach.
Yes.
They reintroduced it into nature, and it's still alive.
And he's known as Poop Eel to all of his other eel brethren.
True story.
All right, well, we go back to China. I don't know what's going on with the cuisine lately, but today we toast another man suffering from constipation. But instead of the ill-advised DIY treatments, we toast this guy, Xu, because he attacked constipation the good old-fashioned way. The guy had not been able to poop for 3 days. He's 72 years old, so instead of swallowing eels or anything ridiculous, he just sat down on the toilet and tried to make himself go. But like I said, he made the decision after not pooping for 3 days. He wasn't having it, sat on the commode. Doctors say, you already know where this is going, doctors say he exerted such excessive force in an effort to defecate that, in layman's terms, he pushed so hard that he suffered a cardiac arrest, went unconscious, and collapsed dead on the toilet trying to force out his blockage.
Wow.
Yeah. Think about that, man.
And he didn't take, like, a
I don't know what else he did. I don't know. I do not know. All I know is that he was constipated for 3 days, sat down on the toilet. He did the way most people I know choose to handle this. And he had such excessive force. He was straining so hard, he gave himself a heart attack and died on the toilet.
I don't push that hard. Do you guys push that hard when you go?
Well, obviously not.
No, oh, no. I mean, what I'm saying is, in general.
But when you're constipated, you know, it's like, look, there's only a certain amount of pressure I exert if I pick up my kid. If I have to pick up a 200-pound bag of flour, I exert a different amount of pressure. You know what I mean?
Why wouldn't you just take a couple tablespoons of salt water?
We don't know that he didn't. That's the whole thing. We don't know what he didn't do. I don't know what he did do. All I know is what ended up killing his ass was the effort he put in to make his constipation go
away. Do you really think he was on the toilet, or was he squatting the traditional Chinese way?
In other words,
was he on his haunches, or was he sitting on the toilet?
I think he was sitting on a toilet, just legit, just pushing that hard. But you would think after,
real good.
You think after a while, you just realize, like, nothing's coming out.
I know, but, man, I don't know. I mean, look, my daughter will sit there for an hour and a half, you know, and I get it. You're constipated.
Oh, my God, it smells like someone died in here.
just wild that he pushed that hard.
I know. That said, he had a pre-existing heart condition. So if you're constipated and you don't have a pre-existing heart condition, you're probably okay.
What's the level on
probably
how many days you go before you go see a doctor?
I say two.
Two.
I've done 3 days in the woods and not poo.
Yeah, that's different, that different set of circumstances. Yeah, your body knows to cut itself off because it can't stand pooping on a tree.
Yeah, but your body's okay with it. That's why I feel like I got to get to like maybe day four. I think for me personally, like day four.
Yeah.
I hope I don't find out. See, now I'm like, this is stupid. Now I'm like paranoid. Like,
you don't want to see corn from a week ago. But no. I haven't had any corn all week.
You know what?
There it goes. You're like, I am really backed up.
I'm with you, man. I'm paranoid of being constipated.
I know. Like, that story scares me. The man died on the toilet.
That's why I always look down when I'm done. What is it?
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchula! Wobbin' the game is...
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
All right, Stephen Thrill-Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, I'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Ken. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Squatty potties save lives.
Oh, yeah. You might be right.
Yeah, that's a fact, man.
All right, Ken, you understand how this here game is played?
I absolutely do.
Fantastic. Now, Ken, listen, I'll be honest with you. I was inspired by our very own Miles Montgomery, right? He does a game before this. Hell, your guess is as good as mine. He gives people options. You give people options. So I'm going to do that
for
you.
I give two options.
You do, but I'm better than you, and I'm going to one-up you. I'm going to give you three options.
Oh, right? I see what you're doing. You're trying to make your segment better, so now you're bringing up three options, so I only have two options?
Transparency, my friend.
All right.
It's an important, vital thing. So, look, we're going to do profile list. Standard rules apply. But do you want to guess, as traditionally we do, the ethnicity slash race of the person? Would you like to guess the state that this particular event happened in, or would you like to guess their age? And understand, all three of these stories are different.
So age, so one race, of the stories, or the state that they're in.
That is correct. And each story plays definitively into the stereotypes that we have built in.
Well, you guys have thrown so many changes around with putting Shot of the Day after the break. And let's say traditional, tried and true. Let's stick with ethnicity.
Okay. All you right. Can't take change, can you, Ken? You just...
No, sir.
Get off my lawn! Get off my lawn! I have a chain link fence and I like it.
All right.
All right, Ken, here is your story, and our very own Mike Hawk brought it up earlier, talking about the former chair of Drexel University's engineering department. They were, in fact, arrested and charged with two counts of felony theft for stealing $185,000 in research grant funds. Now, the professor, he's accused of using the money on, as Mike said, adult entertainment venues. I believe they call those strip clubs, sports bars, meals, and, of course, iTunes purchases. Because what would it be without iTunes purchases? He's been charged with one count of theft by unlawful taking and theft by deception. Both of those are felonies, so that's not good news for this dude. But the purchases, which were discovered after a university audit, they were made between 2010 and 2017. This guy did this for seven years, man. Anyway, he made multiple unauthorized and what they call no receipt purchases, which he submitted for reimbursement using the grant funds. More than $96,000 was spent on adult entertainment and the sports bars. Meanwhile, approximately $89,000 were spent on iTunes purchases. So he would submit the expense reports for the adult entertainment by saying that the money was used for, quote, catering and food. Anyway, 48% of the 114 separate charges he made were done on weekends. 63% were made between the hours of midnight and 2 a.m. Why? Because he's an amateur. But my question, do you believe that this amateur professor from Drexel University is black, white, Asian, or Jewish?
Do we know what level of Candy Crush he got to with all the iTunes purchases?
You know, I'm sure that was in the article, but I don't have that information available.
So Drexel, that's Philly, right?
That is Philly.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. Philly. The Ted Smith, which way are you leaning, brother?
Philadelphia is Philadelphia. Drexel, when I first thought it was black, only because Drexel, the only thing I really know them for is once in a while their team used to make the NCAA tournament.
Exactly.
Literally, one time I went to see them practice and asked the guy for an autograph when I was a kid, and he goes, I'm from Drexel. You don't want my autograph.
Oh,
Right? Because he knew they were like a whatever seed. But it doesn't say that. Does it say the name of any of the places he went?
No, it doesn't.
I'll tell you this from Philadelphia experience. As far as the adult entertainment scene is concerned, Pittsburgh has some weird laws just based on alcohol in general, as far as how you can buy it and everything else.
Right.
So in Washington, there is no alcohol allowed in strip clubs.
Right.
If you're on the East Coast and told someone that, they'd lose their goddamn mind. They'd be like, what? So, but there, it's different as far as how they serve it. When you go to New Jersey, even if you don't have a liquor license, you are allowed to bring in your own bottle, BYOB, to strip clubs and sit there with your buddies. You can bring in a case of beer.
Right.
Sit at a table and watch things go down.
So what are you saying with this guy's receipts?
This guy's going to Cherry Hill, Morristown area of New Jersey. He's not in Pittsburgh. I'm sorry, Philadelphia. So he's headed east to where all the clubs are. So in my mind, just based on who lives in that area, I would guess white.
All right.
Yeah, but Jersey has weird rules, too.
It does.
Like, I like how you piece this together. We watch people in bikinis because they were serving liquor.
Yes, correct. They yeah. have, they're right. Right. Exactly. It's exactly. Really strange. Exactly.
And then I just really wanted to know the sports bars. If he's going to the one we're thinking
of. I got the info. Which one are you thinking of?
Well, the one which doesn't help my theory, we were both talking about like a week ago, but that doesn't help my theories. I'm white and you're black. It kind of proves that everybody goes there, Ted.
He did spend $80,000 on iTunes, but we don't know if those were musical purchases.
It could be a lot of things. Those were TV, movies. Whatever, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so we don't know how that was divided. Yeah.
And what were the choices one more time?
Black, white, Asian, or Jewish.
Correct.
Oh, man. You know what? I didn't go to college, but I went to community college for like a half a
same
semester.
Thing.
How long was it?
A couple months. I withdrew when you could.
Okay.
But my favorite professor was Professor Fair, who was black. It's all growing black.
All right, Ken, what do you think?
With that? Let's go black.
You're going to go black? Final answer.
Absolutely.
You sure with all the changes and stuff, this won't confuse you and you won't be all weirded out? You're fine with this answer?
I'm already weirded out and confused and muddled anyway, so
are you cool with us spending a little bit more time with a shot of the day instead of rushing it?
Yeah, no, I like it.
Okay, cool. We're going to go black final answer, Ken. And we're going to find out if he is black, white, Asian, or Jewish next.
Whoops.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
We head to Philadelphia and a chair at Rexall University, a professor there. He ended up using some grant money for years, but not on exactly any kind of research, unless that research was adult entertainment. For 7 years, he spent $96,000 on adult entertainment, going to the strip club, everything else. He also spent another $80,000 on iTunes purchases.
That is correct. And Ken, we asked you, did you believe this guy was black, white, Asian, or Jewish? In the end, you sided with Ted, who went black. And Ted, your guess that he's black was, if I remember, I didn't really go to college. I went to community college, which I withdrew from as soon as I could.
Correct.
But I remember this guy that I like. It was a black dude, therefore.
Professor Fair.
And therefore, this guy must be black. And in spite of that, can you agree with Ted?
Yeah, and I'm thinking about, you know, other stripper-related university, Mike Price. When he went to Alabama, he is ultra white. But I'm, yeah, let's still go black, man.
Yeah, all right.
It never ceases to amaze.
It's absolutely amazing.
Professor Fair ran, like, there was, like, a radio station that wasn't actually on the air. Soon my cousin did a show.
So you talked into microphones.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, very good.
There was, and he had like, I just remember we had to write commercials and stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, one day he let us in there just kind of like, got a going for it.
Sure, sure.
And then, like, when we were done, he was like, in no way is that acceptable. Tell you what, though, it was very entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, to this day, he is a legend in my family. Talk about good old Professor Fair.
Okay.
You should let him know.
I honestly, he will probably remember us, because...
He's been broadcasting, but he's...
No, because
the signal doesn't get out.
I think we were the only two white guys in his class for years.
Oh, I remember you, white boy, yeah!
I made his PG Community College.
Now for all TV news all time, time for TV Time of 10.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box...
I'm again!
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right. It's a little tough out there, some slim pickings.
Okay.
So simple choices today. You got Seth Meyers.
Seth.
David Spade.
David Spade.
Ted Smith.
Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late?
All right.
Night?
Steve, we better be able to go 100% on this one. We only got three choices. We should be able to figure this out.
I don't know, man. Because, I don't know.
Well, Seth and Spade are close often on their, you know, sharpness of jokes.
Sure.
But I think we should be able to be 100% on this one.
All right. All right. Okay. All right. You probably heard about this, a quote-unquote buff guy was at Disneyland earlier this month and managed to pull the sword out of the stone. Anyway, Disney's employee said he was pulling out because it was, quote, really old and they're refurbishing it this month. The good news is that the buff guy is now king of the beer garden.
The Ted Smith. Ted Smith.
Hey.
All right, one for one. There we go. See? We got it.
Maybe I should have gone with he's king of Dole Whip Land.
I wouldn't even know what that means.
That's too inside. Dole Whip is something they sell specifically at Disney parks.
What is
Sorry,
Dole Whip?
Sorry, I didn't know that.
It's like Dole pineapple flavored. Like it's like a it's somewhere between a custard and an ice cream. Dole Whip.
Are you
like
sure?
Like a creamsicle?
Dole Whip.
No, it comes in a little cup. Yeah, Dole Whip.
Wow. And just the fact that you know that bothers me. I'm going to be honest with you. It does.
All right.
How is it?
If you like, I mean, if you like the flavor, it's
free. Okay.
I've never had it. It's famous. Oh, okay. I never get it.
Okay.
I eat the Mickey heads.
What?
I eat the Mickey head ice cream. There's one that comes on a stick, and there's one that comes filled with cookies and cream. I'm a cookies and cream guy.
Oh, so it's like a Klondike bar.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
A town in New Jersey couldn't get a real groundhog for its Groundhog Day festival, so it's going with Plan B. They're going to fake it with a stuffed animal. But it's New Jersey, so all the dudes there are used to playing along while somebody fakes it.
David Spade.
The Ted Smith.
Ted Smith!
Yes!
Suck it, Jersey Shore. Actually, every time I've been to the Jersey Shore, I've had quite a lovely time. Quite lovely.
I'm two for two.
Today is Blue Monday, which is considered the most miserable day of the year. The top reasons are we're broke after the holiday, weather sucks, nights are too long, not enough sunshine, the magic of Christmas is over, and now you gotta watch the NBA.
Seth Meyers.
Again. It's Seth again.
Yeah, damn it.
Three in a row.
They were all Ted. They're all Ted.
Yeah. That's it.
Oh, that was it.
Yeah. I know the NBA one I gave it away earlier. Right. Shouldn't have told you guys that joke.
I certainly did. Right.
That's all right. Speaking of football, now listen, we can all watch football games and know what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't know about the Kansas City Chiefs, Thrill, you've been to a game there. They're fans. They have very passionate fans.
They're awesome. They're great.
And remember, the Chiefs were in like the first Super Bowl. Lamar Hunt, by the way, who owned the Chiefs back in the day, not only was he such a massive football fan, so the when you win the AFC Championship, it's named after him, mm-hmm. but also a massive soccer fan, the U.S. Open.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. He started that as well. So Lamar Hunt was just a sportsman. My point is, I'm trying to get to those Kansas City Chiefs have not had a lot of stuff to cheer about.
They have not.
With Schottenheimer, they were great.
Date was January 13th, 1970. That is the last time that they played in the Super Bowl.
So this is the radio call of their local guy, and just listen to the passion of his voice. Tell me you're not fired up for him.
50 years of waiting. 50 years. Their dreams have come true. Hail! Hail to the king of the Chiefs kingdom forever. Because today, the team that Lamar Hunt founded has just won Lamar Hunt's trophy in the stadium that was Lamar Hunt's dream. Kansas in. They are headed to Miami for Super Bowl 54. Final score, Kansas City 35, Tennessee 24.
Right?
Big deal.
I heard that today. I was just like, dang, that guy's so excited.
It should be,
man. Getting me excited.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
You know, the teams that we respectively like are good enough they've been there within recent memory, so you know.
San Francisco, you got your ass beat by the Baltimore Ravens. You're heading back to the Super Bowl after 7 long years.
Right.
Hey, ass beat is a bit of a stretch there, man.
Revisionist history. Revisionist history.
Same Afro quarterback, doesn't have a job. 7 years.
Yes, I mean, for the Chiefs, this is a massive deal.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah, I just thought that was cool. And listening to that guy just go, like, you could just hear it in his voice. Oh, yeah. Like, he was really into it. And you're happy for those people,
sure,
too.
Who do you think will sound the most excited? When I have to believe inevitably it will happen. Maybe not in my lifetime. I'm 50. It'll probably happen 220 years from now. Either the guy that does the call for the Browns or the guy that does the call for the Lions. Jacksonville, no offense, you don't count in this argument. Is it the guy from the Browns or the guy from the Lions who loses his freaking mind because his team, they don't have to win the Super Bowl. Just to go to the Super Bowl with what it's like to know you're actually good.
I think for the Browns it would mean more only because in the 80s they were so close.
And Paul Brown too.
And just
back to the history of...
Right. But that was pre-Super Bowl. We're just talking about Super Bowl.
So yeah, the Browns have
never been. Right, but you got to remember in the 80s, right? You had the fumble,
sure.
You had the drive. So they lose two games, two AFC championships that are such iconic things that they have names for.
Yeah, that's true. That's
right.
True.
I mean, Detroit was good back in the day, but I don't know that Detroit's ever actually
Super Bowl
that
era.
Close.
Yeah. Sorry,
as far as
man.
Pro sports, though, I mean, when you look at the longevity and how long it's been, there's some teams that have never made it. So the Mariners,
that'd be a hell of a goal.
Like, people are excited about the Cubs, but kind of go like, yep, granted, it had been a long time, but the Cubs had been. Like, your name is etched somewhere there, man. To have never made it is just like, yeah.
I think it's interesting thing. When you talk to the Kansas City Chiefs, they're fired up to go to the Super Bowl.
Sure.
They want to do this one for Andy Reid. Like, everything they say, no matter who they talk to, even if they talk to Frank Clark, and he says whatever he says about whatever he says, he's like, hey, man, we're doing this for the coach. We're doing this for the coach. And then on the other side, you've got the 49ers with Kyle Shanahan, right?
Correct.
No one's saying a word about him.
Oh, no.
They're just like, this is our goal. We're going to go kick out the guy. No one wants to win this thing because everything is Andy Reid.
But Andy Reid's been coaching forever and has lost Super Bowls.
Right, but if I'm Kyle Shanahan, I'm like, hey, dude, what about me? Like, aren't you doing it for
me? Your dad's got to. You got to do respect.
Yeah, Kyle doesn't care, though. I mean, you can't do that for Kyle Shanahan. He only been coaching for like a year.
I'm just joking. I feel like he should be buffered.
30 years from now, they'll be like, dude, like if they whiff on this, like, oh, man.
I will say, Kyle Shanahan's probably the coolest looking coach in the league.
He should be getting some credit.
He's a cool looking coach.
Cool looking. He reminds me of Michael Phelps. Your nose is too long, and it seems like you have sleep apnea.
I don't know. I think he looks cool.
I just look at you. I feel like you snore. Am I wrong?
Going to the Super Bowl.
Let's see. Steve Martin and Martin Short, they're going to start doing a series together for Hulu.
Okay.
I think that'll work.
Maybe they're always together.
They work together for a long time.
Yeah. Chris Helmsworth, he's going to host a new show for Nat Geo called Limitless, where he tries to combat aging.
Have fun with it.
Okay.
I also think maybe you should have somebody not nearly as attractive as him.
First of all, be a rich movie star who doesn't have to work all the time with trainer and nutritionist. Now moving on to part B.
Miles, you touched on this earlier. Hank Azaria, he will not be voicing Apu anymore for The Simpsons.
That is one name, and there's a character in case you don't know.
Yes.
Just when you say Apu, you know, people mean like Apu as opposed to Apu.
It's not clear what's going to happen to him. Yeah. They'll do something cool for him. Basically, Apu was just always a very bad Indian American stereotype.
Yes. Sure.
Right? So then there was that movie, The Problem with Apu, right? You guys never saw that one?
No.
So these two guys
made the episode.
Well, though, they made a documentary about it.
Oh.
Because they're Indian American. We're just like, hey, like, we don't really care for this and that. And Hank Azaria has been pretty upfront about it. So like I say, quote, we're going to do what they're going to do with the characters, their call. It's up to them. They haven't really sorted it out yet. They all agree, like, yeah, just, he's not going to do the voice anymore.
Sure.
They made the decision together. And at the end of the day, like, I agree. Like, if Hank Azaria walks away and goes, hey, I don't think we should be doing this one anymore. Like, can you really hire somebody else to do it? And the other thing, too, is, like,
he's not Indian.
No, right. No, and he does. That's all it is. This is one
if it were an Indian dude doing it, people would not complain. I mean, that's the long and short of it. Right. If you do a sing and dance routine, you have a black guy do it, people don't complain. If you have a white person in blackface do it, people complain. It's understood.
Right? He also does 15 other characters.
Right. Yeah. It's not like he's losing his gig.
Let's see. Quentin Tarantino will make, he's going to make 5 episodes of Bounty Law. David showed scenes from it in the movie for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Basically, it's going to take him a while to do it. He's writing 5 half-hour episodes. He's going to direct them all. It was okay. Something that was in the movie, so they're going to do it.
I think he's done this before, hasn't he? With, like, Rodriguez, or hasn't he put in...
Well, Leo
that
played...
That doubleheader kind of thing?
Well, Leo's character was a washed-up actor named Rick Dalton, who was famous for the Western TV for this show.
Okay.
Bounty Law. So now he's like, all right, screw it. We'll write
something. I'll write Bounty Law. Okay. That's a cool idea. I like that.
Like the Grindhouse stuff. I thought there was some element of the same exact thing. Like what they were watching was then the next project.
Well, but you're correct. He does, right? Because the first one I saw was Pulp Fiction.
Right.
Right? But then when you go back, you see that Vince Vega shows up in a couple other stuff. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He's just a more main character in Pulp Fiction.
Wouldn't it be cool if he did a Vince Vega show?
Yeah.
Right? Because you're like, look, man, the 3 or 4 different movies, you've seen this guy show up. Like, here's his story. This is why he would be involved in all these different things you see, right?
Yeah. Brad Pitt was kind of funny. He was accepted award and kept thanking everybody's feet. And he's like, I think Tarantino's, forget his line, somebody's put more feet in Hollywood than something. I was like, dang.
Yeah, he's got a foot.
He's going after him.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know what? That's one of those things, too, that he did it so, like, I never would have noticed.
No.
Right? But then over the years, you find out, like, it's a big deal for him, and he makes a point of putting him in them all the movies, so you get it. Who have we been talking about a lot lately? Thrill, you bear a resemblance to this person.
Wendy Williams.
All right. So now we're full-on conspiracy theory that Thrill may, in fact, be Wendy Williams.
I'm not saying I'm not.
Right. Miles, what does Thrill do often during the show?
Farts.
Correct. Mm. So let's go... to the Wendy Williams show. She's talking about Odell Beckham Jr. having an arrest warrant for himself, and sounds like a fart.
That cop wasn't playing that. I mean, you're lucky you only got that out of me. What if he filed for sexual assault?
That's a fart.
Oh, yeah, because you hear her pushing it out when she talked.
That's a fart.
I mean, like,
there's
Like, she didn't stop talking because the fart interrupted her. She stopped talking to fart and then continued on cue.
Yeah, she wanted to make sure there's no follow through.
It sounds so fake and it looks so fake that I didn't trust it. But then we scoured the internet for a while and it seemed like reputable sources are putting this up.
That is a fart. I might be Wendy L. Williams. Wendy Williams. Whatever the hell her name is.
Would you call her Wendy Del L. Williams?
Oh. I'm Wendy thinking of this Williams. Old, like, punk rock.
Because her whole face looks like it's the big O all the time. Mm-hmm. She always looks very surprised.
I feel like Wendy O. Williams is like a different version of a show. And she's Irish.
That could be, yeah. I dig the fart. Nothing subtle about it. If you got a fart, just fart. I might be her. I might be her. Look at her. Listen to the fart. Could be me.
Don't let it bug you either way. Larry David's back with Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
I did watch it. Larry David obviously does not care anymore about a lot of things.
No.
I'll just put that out there. I was like, wow. It's like a different version of Larry David.
He's embraced that he's going to be the guy that stirs it with everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically his character.
When you're no old matter and what, rich, why do you care?
No matter what he does, he's going to piss off the people that he is engaging with.
Yeah, he just seems more aggressive about his little, like...
quirks.
Thank you. It's a word I was looking for. And I get it. We all have them. But with him, it's just... Maybe it's just been a while since I've seen the show, too. But I was watching, I was like, ooh, dang.
Well, he is like that in real life. Like, he's one of those guys who will go to an award show, and then even if they have a cocktail hour after it, he could be in a suit, and then he'll go real quick and change clothes into more, like, casual sweatpants type stuff. And like, because he's like, I can't be in that. I'm not comfortable. I can't hang out. I'll have to go home. And now I'm going to go home in 5 minutes anyway. But he'll go and change his clothes.
I did find it kind of funny. Like, the first few episodes, like, Larry David doesn't strike me as a big drinker.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like, he's Jewish, by the way. But there was an episode where he turned like Christian as he thought his real parents were Christian. And he started drinking vodka sodas or whatever. Or vodka tonics. And I was laughing. Lastly, the one episode, he's at like a party and he's got a beer in his hand. And I go, I wonder if that's a stunt beer. I drink enough beer that there's one angle. It's like, little something pills. I know that beer. I've drank it with Miles.
Yeah. Little something something?
Or no, not the little something. The Pilsner. Either way, it was that brand.
Oh, Lagunitas.
Yeah. And I was just like, huh.
Well, that's right. A good beer
that
to start
is,
with.
That is a 7% beer.
Oh, no.
Well, Mary Lane.
Uh-huh. That's what I call a little something.
Goes down easy, comes so, back
oh,
up.
Oh, man, this is easy. I got a buzz.
The real Larry David, which, by the way, funny man. I just have a hard time trusting people with two first names. He led to a group of, basically, there's all these guys that do all this autograph hounds, right?
Right.
So he's coming out of the premiere, season 10 premiere of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Larry said, quote, "You got to find another way to make money, okay? Because this is effed. This is effed up. Nobody wants to do this. Why are you doing this? Stop it. Stop this stuff. It's so effing annoying that you do this." Now, Larry did take a moment to sign some autographs from normal people.
Sure.
But there's some of these people that just sit there and just have all this stuff that they're just going to get him to sign and then they're going to resell. So I don't really blame people when they're not into, signing that stuff. You know what I mean?
There's shops in Vegas just for that.
Right, exactly. And these guys do that.
$5,000 because Harrison Ford signed that. You go, oh, my God. Like, does he know that?
No, he doesn't.
Is he getting a cut of that?
Nope.
Did he sign, 100 of these and knows, he's part of the,
Well, I mean, sports athletes, generally, it's going to be part of your deal with, a company or a team you work with. You got to sign
some. Selling apparel. It's understood.
Yeah, but it does seem odd that you can just give away your autograph to somebody and then they're going to resell it and make a bunch of money off it.
Because you know what they're going to do. And you know it's not a six-year-old kid who's a fan.
That's why I always sign Mick Jagger. And strike a deal.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Facebook has to apologize to China for translating president's name as Mr. S-hole. Meanwhile, a man steals $70,000 in gold, but a fanny pack will be the undoing of the things that he stole. Indiana man steals guns from grandma's home as she was being put to rest. In Russia, boiling water floods hotel, killing 5. And as a way to go, that is not the best. And a whoopee cushion disrupts play at the World Snooker Championships. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, top story. We go to Thailand, where local police are going to great lengths to catch a couple of perpetrators. The police had gotten multiple complaints from locals that had caught a couple engaging in sexual activity and filming it to post online to make money. Shocking. For some reason, the local police, quote, in a bid to jog people's memories, uniformed cops faithfully simulated the suspect's amorous antics, as reported by The Sun.
Did you see the picture?
I did.
It is so ridiculous. The couple, the man, let's just say, is behind the woman. They're both standing up. The woman's hands are on a pole. She's leaning back. He is standing behind her.
Right.
And the picture later, they're both naked because they're having sex.
Right.
They have these two cops, both dudes, both look to be 65 years old. They literally recreated the pose.
Is it just because they didn't want to show the picture to anybody?
I believe so, because they had the original stills.
Right.
Right.
So it doesn't really matter.
But I love to say he was a Western man. Now I feel like Western is like German when you put it in front of something dirty.
Well, yeah, the
Western. Western grip, Western railroad, Western.
They're also checking the surveillance footage from the university in an attempt to locate them. That'd probably be where I would start.
Give me that Western style.
Before I posed, that's what I would have done, yes.
Western barbecue.
Right. This Western man doing it Western style.
He's like, what, has he got a bandana around?
No, he's screaming yee-haw.
Exactly. In other news, Facebook has come forward.
Roll in. Get him up, move him out. Western style.
In other news, Facebook has come forward and need to apologize to the Chinese president. The translate feature has been a part of Facebook's presentation for a few years now, but it's caused outrage because it mistranslated the Chinese president's name from Xi Jinping to, quote, Mr. I'm guessing it's Xi Tholi?
Yes.
Xi Tholi.
When Xi Tholi came to Seattle, this is why this guy's a Pim Daddy, right? He basically blocked off half of Weston Tower.
He did.
Like, I'm Xi Tholi. Like, but instead of staying with his wife, he booked an entirely separate hotel, probably about a mile away, for her. So the entire time that he was
there, let that sink in.
He had a hotel for his wife. Then he had the hotel where he stayed in. Mm-hmm. This is gangster stuff.
That's right.
This guy's a pimp dad.
And that visit to Seattle is also why I don't like the guy, because my car got towed because of him.
Oh, yeah. Just think about that. I got one hotel for me. I don't want to be near my wife, even though we're traveling together. Mm-hmm. It seems strange. So I got her own hotel.
Right. And so I'm going to just go ahead and just say there's no parking on any of the sidewalks that are outside
that
the building.
That is gangster.
Because it's Seattle, and I can actually get a little bit of a cheaper parking spot out here.
You can't even be in the same hotel with me.
No. Jack, count it. They've since apologized for the, quote, technical issue. In Michigan, a man is making headlines for making a great investment. The man went to a secondhand store and bought himself a couch for $70. Thinking that the ottoman seemed a little harder than normal, the man opened it up to have a look inside to find $43,000 cash.
Then he turned into a fool.
The man thought of all things that he could use the money for, a new roof, paying off a house. Went as far as to call a lawyer to confirm that he could keep the money, which he actually could. It's legally his.
All right.
Still, being a Christian man, he didn't feel that keeping the money was right, and he went back to the store to track down the original owner and returned every penny.
Question. Upon admitting to finding this money,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. if you gather something by that means, which I don't know, do you still have to pay taxes as if you were to win that $46,000 in a lot?
I thought the
once
exact
you admit
same
and you claim
if
the
you
money.
Admit it. It's cash.
Right.
It's cash. No one knew what was there. It's the whole thing. So I guess.
So finders keepers on that.
But would you tell? Like, hey, IRS.
But he did tell. So even if he decided to keep it, would he be taxed on it?
I think probably not, because I think your lawyer would say, hey, depending on the decision you make, we didn't have this conversation.
And by the way, give me $5,000 to keep that confidential.
No problem.
And here's another twist, Miles. He claims that he found it. He gifts it back to the person that basically abandoned it in that ottoman. Is he still taxed on it because it was his income?
First of all,
regardless of the fact that he gave it away?
First of all, the guy who owned it died. He passed on. He gave that to his remaining family members.
No, he didn't.
Gotcha.
He
didn't
give it to anybody. Tell them. They did not know. He didn't give it to them. Like, if I don't put something in my will when I die, if you find it, like...
I'm saying the guy who found it gave it back to the family.
Right.
The
family will pay taxes on it.
Ah, all righty. Okay. Let's see. The man says he always thought of what he would do if something like that had happened, and he's
not
happy
give it back.
He's happy to find out the answer to that question. The man is a good man.
That's what you say, Mike. Again, I allow for this possibility. He could, once they established that they were unaware that the money was there, he could have found $200,000.
Mm-hmm.
Said, I found 43, quote unquote, gave it all back. Watched him get taxed. He keeps the other 157, and it's money under the bridge.
Newsflash. If you have $43,000 stashed in an ottoman,
yeah,
because you're so weirdly paranoid about stuff, the one group of people that you're trying to keep that money from is your family. Because if you had it in a bank account, then they'd have access to it.
That's why you hide your money.
What if he didn't
trust
banks?
So the reason that he hid the money was so that the people who got the money...
Well, you said both your grandparents hid money.
Yeah.
Right.
They said because they did not want my grandmother and my grandfather probably to have it, and they'd give it to them.
Just saying, if you don't want your family to have it, you're not going to hide it right next to them.
Yeah, I think the dude just didn't trust banks.
You turned it in, Mike?
Oh, hell yeah.
You are. You're going to go find the rightful owner.
I think he didn't trust banks, or he got the money illegally, whatever the case. Yeah,
and on that note, with that, Mike Hogg is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time as we'll sit and spin with Ryan Castle, and we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we be all up out this biatch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.